What does the Bible tell us about getting blessed? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide broadcast, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about the blessing, and we continue our series today. And if you would like to hear the previous broadcast, may I first suggest that you go to the internet and type in on your search engine www.walkinginpower, all one word, walkinginpower, no spaces, .org, walkinginpower.org, which will bring you to our homepage of Word of Faith Ministries International. At the top of the homepage, you'll see a toolbar which says radio broadcasts. Click on it and the previous broadcasts will come up, and you are welcome to listen to them online or to download them. And while you're at it, visit other parts of the website where you will be able to either listen to free teaching audio tapes online or read free books online or download them to your computer to be saved and used at your convenience as a gift from us to you, and we hope that they will be a blessing to you. Well, let's continue our teaching. We were talking in our last broadcast about the blessing, and in particular the blessing of the Father, which we inherit as Christians grafted into the Abrahamic covenant promises, And we talked about that also previously. And our proof scripture was Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, where the Lord said to Abram, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing." In other words, what God is telling us is that the purpose of His blessing us is so that we can become a blessing to others. In other words, we get blessed so that we can bless. Blessings are multiple. They multiply. According to the Abrahamic covenant promises, they go down 1,000 generations. And God blesses you and God blesses me for one purpose only, so that we can be a blessing to others. Now, in a previous broadcast, I said that God does everything through blessing or cursing. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14, God related the blessings to obedience to His word. And then in verse 15, He related three pages of curses, which follow, to disobedience to His word. And so we learn that the blessing is received by faith, which is trust on God, trust on Christ, and by the imposition or the laying on of hands, as did Isaac upon Jacob, and as we do upon our loved ones, and that it is received by faith, by trust, on the Lord Christ Jesus, because we are grafted into the Abrahamic covenant promises by Him, and for the purpose of not only receiving the blessing, but then giving blessings to others through our faith-filled words. So what I want to talk about today a little bit is the principles of receiving the blessing. What we just read in Genesis 12, verse 2, shows us that to be a blessing, you have to get a blessing. To be a blessing to others, you have to get the blessing first. And once you get the blessing, you have to give the blessing. So let's look at some of the principles involved to get the blessing. The first one we just mentioned was, one, obedience to the word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14, which tells us that if you obey all of my commandments, that is with a small c, which means all of the teachings of the word of God, it says all of these blessings will come upon you. In other words, blessings come. You don't have to go chasing them. Blessings come upon you when you walk in the Word of God, when you obey the Word of God to the best of your ability, letting the Lord live His life in you and through you. See, you can't do it by self-effort. No. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 10, Paul says, and I paraphrase, His life, that is Christ's life, my body. What was he saying? In other words, Christ must live His life in us and through us to keep the Word of God by our trusting on Him. In other words, we do it through faith. Romans 8:16, His Spirit witnessing to our spirit that we are the sons of God. The Word, that is the commandment with a small c, all the teachings of Scripture being written on our hearts, Romans chapter 1 says. So Christ in us witnesses the Word to us, His Spirit to our spirit, or our spirit man, which is our conscience and intuition. And when we get that witness of what is right and wrong, we respond. That's grace that He gives us, and grace demands a response. And so we obey. And we keep the word by Christ living His life in us and through us. And that's the principle of obedience. So the first step in getting the blessing, in order to give the blessing, is obedience. But guess what? When we're going to give the blessing to others, then one of the things that we have to teach them is the principle of imparting the blessing and the principle of obedience to the Word of God as well. So the first principle is obedience to the Word of God. Well, let's look at the second principle to get the blessing. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Ask, seek, and knock. Not only are these three principles for receiving from God, they are also three principles or commands for receiving revelation. Do you need a revelation from God? Ask, seek, and knock. And then it continues in verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it shall be opened. Notice it doesn't say it may be opened or it might be opened. It says it shall be opened. In other words, God follows it with a promise. Ask, seek, and knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now there's an illustration of that in 1 Chronicles 4:10, when Jabez asked of God. Let's read it. We read, now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. Well, I don't know about your Bible, but my Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. If God did that for Jabez, God will do that for you. Will you step out in faith, which is trusting on Christ? And will you ask of God to receive? Will you seek of God to find? Will you knock that it may be opened unto you as Jabez knocked? You see, Scripture confirms Scripture, doesn't it? And we have an example here in 1 Chronicles 4:10, Jabez asking of God and receiving, which is a confirmation of the Scripture of Matthew 7, 7 and 8 in the New Testament. And so we see that God is all too ready to grant our requests when we are obedient to His Word, when we ask, seek, and knock, when we trust on Him. The third principle for receiving and imparting the blessing is laying on of hands. Now, some people refer to this as the ministry of impartation, and it is a forgotten ministry in the end time church. The ministry of impartation is little used today, and the reason for that is because the end time church, according to the prophetic word, is apostate. That means it has fallen away from the truth of the Word of God as originally given and intended to be used. And because of that, there has also been a lack of faith in the end time church, and that is a prophetic sign of the end time called the apostasy, and of course all prophetic verses of Scripture must be fulfilled, they must come true as part of divine plan. And so we see few people, relatively few people, in the church at large using the ministry of impartation, which is by the laying on of hands and the speaking of words over someone. And the problem is compounded by the fact that the reason is that many Christians don't understand the power of their words to begin with. But Paul spoke of this in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, and he said, for I long to see you in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established. Well, the impartation of a spiritual gift is a blessing. And what Paul is saying is that when we impart blessings to others, we impart significant words to their lives. Words of empowerment. The word blessing itself means to be endued with power from on high, to be equipped with power, to receive something which will cause you or me to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the purpose of the Holy Spirit for your life and my life. And so here in Romans 1, verse 11, when Paul said, I long to see you in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established. We see that the purpose of the impartation is to establish the person. The purpose of giving the blessing is to establish the person. And that word some is a very interesting word in the Greek. Let me just read the beginning of that verse again, Romans 1, verse 11, when he was speaking to the Romans, he said, For I long to see you in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you. That word some is very interesting. Why? Because in the original Greek of the New Testament, in the original manuscripts, that word some in the Greek actually means any kind of or any kind at all. Wow, that's a tremendous revelation. Because what was the Holy Spirit really saying through Paul? He was saying that any kind of spiritual gift or need at all can be imparted by the laying on of hands. And so, when it says, I long to see you in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, what Paul was saying is that I may impart any need, any blessing that you have need of to establish you in your Christian faith walk. Now, that is the ministry of impartation. And the ministry of impartation is by the laying on of hands or by the spoken word, as we shall see momentarily. And so Paul here is telling us that as Christians who walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can use the ministry of impartation to build others up, to impart blessing by the laying on of hands and faith-filled words. Words of power, that they may be established. Maybe you haven't received words of power over your life. You can speak words of power over yourself in line with God's word, the things that God wants you to have, healing, deliverance, fullness of salvation, spiritual gifts, prosperity, abundance, all the Abrahamic covenant promises, which are your inheritance, things that you are entitled to. If you have no one to lay hands on you, lay hands on yourself and say to the Lord Christ Jesus, Lord, I impart the blessings of the Father, including all the Abrahamic covenant promises which you have for me and the blessings of, and then name them in line with God's word and will, and his word is his will. And speak them over yourself as you lay hands on yourself if you have no one to do it for you. God honors faith. And it is the Father who is the source of all blessing to begin with. And you will, by doing so, receive the blessing of the Father. Because the scripture says that the Lord honors the intent of the heart. And if the intent of your heart is to receive the blessing of the Father, why would not the Father want to give you the blessing? Why would he want to withhold it from you? Well, the fact is that he doesn't. And if you understand that, then you can receive by faith, by trust on him, and it will be done unto you according to your faith, Jesus said. Be it done unto you according to your faith. But how much faith do I have to have? How much faith do you have to receive the blessing? Well, the answer to that is mustard seed faith. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, Jesus says, it will be done unto you. See, you don't have to have great faith in God. You've got to have faith in a great God. Can I say that again? You don't have to have great faith in God. You have to have faith in a great God. In other words, God will meet you at your own level of faith, which is trust on him. And the more you trust him, and the more you see God respond, the more you will trust him. God does it all in you and through you. And then the fourth principle, besides speaking faith-filled words and laying on of hands to impart some spiritual gift, is Proverbs 18:23. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. See, you can curse yourself with negative words that you put faith in. Negative faith is fear. Or you can use positive words and speak life into your circumstances. Some people have their problems because they're always talking their problems. Other people have blessing and success because they are always talking the solution rather than the problem. What the Holy Spirit is doing for them and what the Holy Spirit is going to do for them according to what the Word of God says. And standing on it by faith to see it work successfully. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Well, those who engage it will eat the fruits thereof, the Scripture says. Fruit comes from seed. You heard me say this before. The power of the tongue is to produce seed. And the seed produced by the power of the tongue are words. In other words, words have power. Why? Because words are spiritual. And negative words are as spiritual as positive words. Except that negative words are used by the enemy against you. Positive words are used by the Holy Spirit for you. That's why the Scripture says life or death are in the power of the tongue. And those who engage it, those who use it, will eat the fruit thereof. So you have to watch out what kind of seed you plant, because there is a biblical law called seed time and harvest. And there is also a biblical law of Genesis that says that every seed reproduces after its own kind. You can't get watermelon out of apple seed. You can only get apples out of apple seed. And apple seed will keep reproducing apples. Watermelon seeds will keep reproducing watermelons. If you have negative seed and you keep seeding negative seed, that seed will reproduce negativity in your life. And you have to start changing your talk. And to change your talk, you have to change your thinking. And when you change your thinking and get rid of the stinking thinking, then you will discover that your words will change. And when your words change, your seed changes. And when your seed changes, your circumstances change. Because your world is formed by your words, past and present. That's what the Bible says. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So God wants you under the blessing. He doesn't want you under the curse. And to be eligible for the blessings of the kingdom of God, you must be in the kingdom of God. Because the things of the kingdom of God are for the people of the kingdom of God. And God wants to bless you and change your life around and to prosper you and to give you abundantly according to the Abrahamic covenant promises to 1,000 generations. Can you stand to be blessed? And why not? God has nothing but good plans for you. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be at peace. God wants you to be strong. God wants you to enjoy life. God wants to place His blessings upon you and your descendants to 1,000 generations. Will you not come into the kingdom of God today? Now you may say, well, Bern, I'm too far gone, or I'm too caught up in sin, or God can never love someone like me. No, 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 no. Those are lies of the devil. Let me tell you something, my friends. God accepts you just the way you are, just where you are, and right now. Open your heart to Him, will you not? And pray this prayer aloud right now. And let Jesus in so that He can change you. It can't be done by self-effort. He can clean you up, and He can bring the blessings upon you. If you will pray this prayer right now aloud, repenting of your sin. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where they will begin teaching you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never be the same again and you will come under the blessing. Well, what else does the Scripture tell us about the blessings? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Burns Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.